I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. Anyway, you'll find a way. It's a very exciting day for James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan lovers everywhere, for I am thrilled, absolutely thrilled,
I'm thrilled,
to announce the launch, as of right now, of James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan mystery merchandise.
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 This is such fantastic news.
Oh yes, very exciting. Mystery merchandise. This is the first merchandise that we've done to the general public on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. There's things if you sign up for the Patreon at various times, various amounts.
Various levels on failure on my part and getting that stuff out and on time.
But this is, hey, you're just a normal person. You don't want to sign up to a Patreon. You want to buy some merch for the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. Well, now you can on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan merch store. Link below. Got to have this on hand, Jimmy. It's JDF. McCann, MCCANN.com/merch, MERCH, and you can pick there how expensive you want your mystery merchandise to be. Now, I bet you're wondering, and I bet you're asking yourself, Jimmy, what is the mystery merchandise? Well, every piece of merchandise on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan mystery merchandise thing, sweepstakes, window. Limited time only. I don't know what we're calling this season of life. It will be unique. It will be... Hold on a minute. Let me tell you how I thought about it. This is why it's my breakthrough. I think it's a huge idea. So I noticed that a great many podcasts have merchandise. This seems to be one of the normative ways that you make money having a podcast. And since this is a podcast about me raising enough money to have a boat, it was a glaring omission that I didn't have merch. I've been looking into it. There's not great options out there. So one thing you can do is you can just manufacture a lot of merchandise yourself. Perhaps you contract a sweatshop or my friend Margot, whoever it is that you need to get, and you make all the merchandise and then you put it up for sale and you try and sell it. And this is fraught. You've got to pay all these upfront costs. Whatever you don't sell, you don't get money from. Silly. It's an old school way of doing it. But then the new school ways of doing it are just equally horrible. There are these, you make a logo and you put it on a website and they print on demand. Which is what they do for the Amazon book, and you get a reasonable deal on books. But on shirts, you know, you're saying $30 for a t-shirt. The child in the sweatshop who's made the shirt, they're getting the same amount. They're still getting a dollar, whatever. I don't want to underestimate or overestimate. I don't currently know what the children in the sweatshops get. I'm not trying to virtue signal here. I would feel a little more comfortable if we weren't using the sweatshop labor. Now, a lot of people will cry out, James, those kids want to work. Why are you making life even harder for them? Don't you know that sweatshops in these countries are the only thing that keep them moving forward? Regardless, I would rather ethical... you know? I'm not ethical in my purchases. Certainly not. Everything I'm wearing was made by slaves, but I would love to be ethical in the thing that I'm making, you know? Change starts at business. Isn't that what people never say? So, yes, the drop shipping. It's not great. What you do, they, you know, so it's like $30 and the child gets a dollar and then the person on the podcast, they get, whatever, $4 and then the remaining, struggling with the maths here, $26 minus postage, that just goes to the drop shipping company. It's not a good deal because the drop shipping technology is quite advanced and this is not a thing that you can just easily replicate in your garage. It's a whole drop shipping operation. So I didn't want to do that. And I'll say that I think the other problem is with the drop shipping thing is I think most people who are buying merch for a podcast, yes, you probably want to wear it. It's nice and fashionable. But a lot of the time you're buying it because you want to support the podcast and you like the work that they're doing. And then so, you know, you get a hoodie and you've paid $50. But the person you're actually supporting is someone who owns a drop shipping company and to a lesser extent his child slave subcontractors. Shouldn't say his. Women are just as capable as men of subcontracting to the managers of child slaves. So I want you to get better. Here's number one. I want you to get something better. Here's number two. I don't want to be financially on the hook if this goes wrong because I've got nothing. I went on a Greyhound bus yesterday from Pittsburgh to Cleveland. Everybody told me it would be terrible. I did not believe them. I thought I've been on the bus in Australia from state to state and people told me that was pretty rough and I say it's pretty rough and we all play it up. No, it's fact. Wow. There's some stuff going on in the underclass of the United States. That is, we'll talk about it later. Shocking. Spitting on the floor inside the bus terminal. Piss on the wall. Well, excuse me. I've got a brace. I got to catch that bus again tomorrow. So let's. It's not so bad. It's not so bad to see a child being dragged around by the hair. It's not so bad. Just people doing drugs right there in front of you. Okay. It's so bad that a woman tried to give me a free phone. This, like, I don't know, South American woman with a weird hat was like, "Do I want a free phone?" And I said, "No, I'm good." I mean, I should have said yes because it would have been great to just have that phone and hock it. But enough insane things had happened that day that I wasn't about to just start accepting free phones from women on the street or at the bus station as I was trying to read Emma by Jane Austen that potentially did mark me out as someone who shouldn't have been there. And she said, no, it's a free phone. I said, "But I don't need the free phone." And she said, "If you're on government assistance, you get the free phone." I said, "I'm not on your government assistance." And I was thinking internally, I'm an alien of extraordinary ability. And then I thought, I wonder how many people on the very fancy visa I'm on are in a financial situation where they've had to catch the bus. And she said, "Oh." But look, more to the point, isn't it odd that there is a mode of transport at the terminal of which, well, Nexus Point, because you can start there as well, which is what I was doing. It's just assumed that you're on government benefits. It's just assumed. It's not assumed that you're afraid of flying. And the TV is just on and loud in all these American spaces. You go to a pub, you go to a bar, and the TVs will be on. And you know what? If that's sport, that's fine. Don't mind that. But you know, in the bus terminal, it's Maury Povich, and it's letting me know that Judge Judy's coming up next with a Young Sheldon marathon in the evening. I mean, people, that is not for a public space. Okay, excuse me, I'm talking about the merchandise. All right. So the mystery... Woo! Had a great time in Pittsburgh. All right, we'll tell this story, and then we'll get back to the... Excuse me. Get back to the mystery merchandise in a moment. So I was going to hire a car to come to Cleveland, which is where I am now, the beautiful city of Cleveland. And it really is beautiful. It's very opulent. It feels a lot like Adelaide in terms of its size and some of the architecture that they've prized, except the architecture is more opulent and there are more dead homeless people on the street that you have to stand over. It's something I've never seen in my country by recollection. I mean, very, very rarely you'll see a still blanket. But out here in Cleveland, boy howdy, wowee, wowee. Very rarely you'll see... And I saw a young gang of street toughs kicking one. That was something. And then I saw two blocks later, we all kept walking together, and then some young ladies were very keen on the street toughs, and one of them had a trombone. And I thought, don't throw your life. This boy just kicked a dead homeless guy. Your parents are paying for you to have a trombone lesson. Not a tromboner. You know, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm in Cleveland. I tried to get a rental car. It didn't work. They said they needed a credit card. I said, this is a credit card. They said, it says debit card. And I said, yeah, but it works as a credit card in America. They said, but it has the word debit card on it. So I realized I would not be able to get the, I think it was a Honda that I would have just smoothly and politely driven over. Instead, my friend Mark drove me in the opposite direction to Pittsburgh, where I met a lovely man. Well, just I was hanging out on the street and I bummed a lighter off of him and we spoke for, man, it was like 3 hours until the bus got there. We spoke for two and a half hours about God and about his life and about table tennis, and we called his family. That didn't go very well. It was very, very beautiful. We ate together. And now I will say I was 20 to 30% thinking I was going to get jumped. And that sort of diminished. But, this is a guy living on the street. And I just thought, I've seen enough movies to know that people are polite to you and they're nice to you and you can really, really be taken in and then you get jumped. And then he's just a tremendous man who's living on the street. And we had a great time together. And I love him and I'm praying for him. It was a really very moving, beautiful... I mean, that trust in the fellow man rapidly fell apart when I was then at the bus station. And I met everyone at the bus station. It's like, a lot of these people would want to jump me. Hey, that guy's got a boombox. Wonder if he'll be DJing the trip. Oh, over there, a man's being kicked off the bus for calling the bus driver a bitch. She was tough. She was tough but fair. I liked her a lot. But he muttered bitch. And she was like, oh no, you don't. You getting off of my bus. It was a very exciting moment. And I felt a lot safer for having her on the bus. One lady just started shrieking just as we were passing outside of Pennsylvania. And she came over the speaker. She said, who is that making that noise? Do we have a problem? And her partner said, she got nightmares. And the bus driver was like, all right. I mean, I've never had such a just bus driver. So good at sorting out quickly who is a problem and who is not. And, you know, when I got on the bus, and it was just after she very aggressively kicked somebody off the bus who really didn't want to leave. And I said, thank you. And she switched into, you're welcome, honey, so quickly. It was so... When you see someone who's great at their job, it doesn't matter what that job is. It could be street sweeping, could be serving pizza, could be driving a bus, could be a magistrate, could be the prime minister. Gee, it's beautiful to see a thing done well. Oh, there were a lot of things not being done very well on the bus. I mean, I got
holy dooly, goodness gracious.
I'm walking around and I've finally woken up in the find out section of the fuck around experiment. It's so bad is the poverty in America compared to Australia that it now makes sense to me of affectations that rich, you know, I'm going to say white mostly, but like there is that, you know, when people go white America, what they mean is like, no, excuse me, I'm going through here. Thank you, sir. Like closed. Like when I was flying in New Zealand, I didn't have enough money on my... I didn't have a card to pay for my extra bag, but I had cash. And I asked an American, you know, an obviously nicely presentable, like rich American. I said, I'm sorry, can I pay you cash and can you use your credit card to get my bag? And he said, I don't know if I told this on the podcast, but he said, I would feel uncomfortable doing that in case you got arrested because I might be liable. And then his ugly girlfriend said, well done. to him. And at the time, I was furious. But now, to be fair, now that I've been a cheek by jowl with the poverty, I'm that's okay. That's a reaction. That's a scab. That's a scab that's formed from the wound of having very, very poor people. And it's sad that that's been the reaction rather than doing something about it. But then sometimes poor people, you go, I don't know what could be done for you in this situation. I mean, you say, oh, no one should have to be in poverty in a good society. And then you go, well, that guy's very violent and he's using a lot of drugs and he's choosing to do those things. So what's the course of action here? Well, that's the world he wants to be living in. Who are we to alienate him from his freedom? Hey? Yes. Not that his freedom hasn't been lots of difficult. I just wanted to What can you... Just set up a big house that people could come to that would be clean and beautiful and give everyone a snack.
I feel like I'm in a 19th century novel.
I wish I could give the world a snack is a poem that I won't be working. Anyway, look, sorry. What was I talking about? Oh, hold on.
Enough of your bourgeois squeamishness. We insist that you continue talking about the mystery merch.
Here's how the mystery merch is going to work. You pick how much you want to spend on the merch. I've got a bunch of options on the website. A $20 merch, $50 merch, $100 merch, $250 merch, $500 merch, $1,000 merch. I'm just sorry. I'm conscious now between the similarities between myself talking about my fresh new way to do merch and a schizophrenic person on the bus telling you all their theories. I hope I have a purchase on reality. Okay. So, usually you buy someone's merch and it's like a boring thing. It's like a shirt or a hat or whatever. In my merch, it's mystery merch. You know? Also, you buy their merch, whatever. You pay $20 merch, it's a $3 t-shirt and they've huge amount of money for the drop shipping and a little money for themselves. I'm fixing the system. Half is my merch idea. That's my mystery merch idea. So you pay $20. You buy your $20 merch. You will receive something that I've bought with a rough recommended retail price of $10. It's going to be half. Then I will customize it, turning it from a $10 thing into something priceless.
Priceless.
And by priceless, I mean something you've paid $20 for. And then there will also be a thank you note with a hand signature. And so $50, I'll buy you $25 worth of something. $100, I'll buy you $50 worth of something. All the way up to, you know, how much, if you want to buy multiple $1,000 pieces of merchandise that I get $500 from each one, and I'm sending you signed silver bars in the mail, I'll do it. But that's my mystery merch idea. Maybe this is not a good idea. I think it's okay. I mean, it won't work if it's too successful. So I think I can only, because I just wouldn't be able to do enough individual good product buying. But at my current level of Greyhound bus success, I do feel it's within my competency to do this. As a result, you'll get what should be a more expensive piece of merch, right? Because, you know, when you buy a $25 shirt, again, it's like a $3 shirt and a $1 slave and a whatever. It's all these people. I'm buying a finished, beautiful thing, whatever that is at the price range. So it should be more luxe, more bang for the buck. And then also, I get more money for a boat because I know people listen to this podcast so that I can buy a boat. Goodness knows they hear me complain enough about other methods of transport. It's all I do. Mystery merchandise. It's out now. jdfmccann.com/merch. Select however much you want to spend on mystery merchandise. I will take half after postage. I will extract postage from my half. But I will take... And it's, by the way, this is all in Australian dollars on the website because I'm still in an Australian dollar system. So the good news is for Americans, hey, that merch just got roughly half as expensive. Some bad news for Americans. That merch just got roughly half as good.
So Matt, you just, you know, paid more requisite to your currency to get the appropriate merchandise. I'm going to start sending that out. I'm starting it now. Maybe no one will want it. Maybe no one will. Maybe people will say, that's one of the worst ideas I've ever heard. When I order a hat, I want a hat. You know, I don't want $20 and a lollipop, a pair of sandals and a newspaper, all of which that you've, you know, drawn on or something, signed. But maybe you do. Maybe you do want the mystery merchandise pack and pack. Maybe you do. I am a schizophrenic on the bus. I'm still on the bus. I haven't woken up. James Donald Forbes McCann mystery merch out now on the James Donald Forbes McCann website. Let's see how it goes. If the orders, if there's too many orders, I can't imagine this will happen. But if there's too many orders coming in, I'll shut it down. If there's not enough orders, I'll make an ad. The mystery merch. I don't know. Well, I'm doing these gigs in Cleveland. That should make enough money for the bus fare. Still don't have a social security number. I do have a car that I will be able to drive soon in Cleveland. Anyway, it's all coming together, and I'm hoping that the mystery merchandise really does facilitate smoother locomotion toward breaking America, which, again, I must say, and I'm very proud to announce, is going tremendously well. Podcast, it's going to be well over a double previous month. The Patreon has almost doubled. We're doubling in a month. It used to take us a year to double the podcast. Now we're doubling in a month. And if we keep on that trend, I haven't done the maths yet on when I'll be able to afford a boat. But it's coming up soon. But I think certainly, man, my dad had a conversation. My dad's with us. Not in Cleveland, but where we're staying in Steubenville. And he said, James, you're going on a lot of these big podcasts. And, you know, things are going well in the comedy career. And I hope you're remembering to stay humble. I do, Dad. Boy! Hey, thank you for tuning in to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. I'll just say this. I watched the back half of Man on Fire last night. I came back. I'm opening for Sam Teller in Cleveland. That's the city where I'm at. I think I'm about to do his podcast. Wouldn't that be a joy? And we popped on the television when we came back after the gig, and we watched the back half. We hadn't seen the first half. Sad not to see as much Dakota Fanning. I'm told there's more Dakota Fanning in the first half. Gee, she was a good child actor. And it's just sort of Denzel Washington killing people for a long time. But the editing was so over the top. It was like a really ridiculous level. It was way too much editing, and I could tell that they were being clever. And I thought, that's just it's like Slumdog Millionaire was maybe the top point of there being too much of this MTV music video style editing in a film. It was dreadful. The editing rendered most of the film unwatchable. Well, I watched it, but I was in a vulnerable state, I think, usually. Well, also, Denzel Washington's great. Denzel Washington's great. Watching people get exploded is a lot of fun. And the little bits I had of Dakota Fanning was great. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe watching the start of Man on Fire will make sense of it. Who was the man on fire? There were a lot of men on fire. But maybe it did make me think that maybe there's... Well, maybe there's too much or not enough editing on this podcast, because I like doing the editing, and there's a lot of that. You know what? Here's, I think, why it's okay, is no one else is doing the editing. So, I mean, that movie came out, and there was a lot of things being edited like that. When did it stop? When did people stop? You know what I mean? It's like shaky camera, the frame rate slowing down, there's text on the screen. Like, whatever that woke, minimalist, sad feminism. It actually made me sort of happy that we started focusing on... Look, I don't know. Is my podcast the equivalent of bad 2004 to 2009 way over the top editing? Am I a schizophrenic man on the bus who hasn't woken up yet? James Donald Forbes became Catamaran Plan mystery merch. Out now. I might go and have breakfast. Here's the other thing. I'm staying in a really nice hotel. Like, I've had all those things. And I've come to do these gigs, and the gigs are incredible. Gigging in Cleveland's great. I mean, there's a beautiful hotel.
Ah, I have to enjoy this. Life won't be like this. No one can exist in this liminal state of squalor and opulence simultaneously. I don't know anyone who's done that. It will be decided one way or the other that I have enough material provision. At some point in the future, I will either have way too much or not nearly enough. I believe this to be true. But may I just say that at this point, just living, I don't know. Just living day to day, week to week. I don't know what I'm doing in a couple of weeks' time. I'm loving it. Finn Taylor just started following me on Instagram. Go follow Finn Taylor. I love Finn Taylor. I couldn't believe it. Dreams come true. It's a beautiful world. I think I'm going to get to eat Chick-fil-A today. James Donald Forbes Buchanan, Mystery Merch, out now. Also, I have a new EP. I recorded 4 new songs and put them on Spotify. It's called Falling Onto a Bridge. Hope you enjoy that. I'll play you a song. I'll play you a song from that. The song is called, what did I call it? By recollection, I think it's called The Emoji of Two Gay Dads with a Boy and a Girl. God bless you. Catamaran Ho. Goodbye.